And it's Giving Tuesday. Yay, the day to support causes you believe in instead of, you know, box stores. And Karamo Brown is supporting books. Karamo, as many know, is one of the Fab Five on Netflix's Queer Eye, five gay men with different areas of expertise who march into people's lives and leave them forever changed. It's not just a makeover, it's a spiritual experience. And Karamo is the culture expert. While the rest of the guys focus on the outside, he says he works on the inside. Here he's helping one A.J. Brown, who struggled to tell his dad he was gay.
I wish I did tell my dad, but I just couldn't say it.
Do not let that fear hold you. Don't let it hold you anymore. You are the epitome of what it is to be a strong, beautiful, black, gay man.
Karamo is the child of Jamaican immigrants. He came out at 16, but 10 years later found out a former girlfriend had borne their son, Jason. And with the mother's permission, Karamo took full custody of Jason, later adopting his half-brother, Chris, taking 10 years off an entertainment arc to raise them and be a licensed social worker. Now Karamo has written a new children's book, I Am Perfectly Designed, with now 22-year-old Jason. He's teamed up with Pizza Hut and the nonprofit First Book Stories for All Project to increase diversity in kids' books. You can support it, and kids can get free books with a pizza. There's information at herenow.org. Karamo is reading today at Mountain Vista Elementary School in Los Angeles. Karamo, I Am Perfectly Designed. What a lovely title, you know, telling kids they're perfect.
Yes, it is. You know, there's a lot of messages that kids receive and adults that tell you that something about who you authentically are is not enough. You can't achieve this. You can't do this because of where you come from, because of who your family is. And all those things are myths and are wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if we can start to encourage young kids from an early age to have a mantra that they can use to sort of quiet those negative messages, then hopefully we can see more higher self-esteems and less mental health issues, because kids are focusing on loving themselves instead of hating things about them.
Yeah, and what about you? I mean, did you always love yourself, or was this a journey for you to this?
Oh, no. I mean, it was a journey that I still practice today. I mean, even as an adult, I remind myself of the same mantra, I am perfectly designed, because there has been some mornings, and anyone can relate to this. You walk out the house, you look good. You're like, oh my gosh, I did the extra work for that project at work. My boss is going to acknowledge me. And then the minute you get out the house, you get a call from a parent or a mother that says, oh my gosh, you're still doing that. You wore your hair like that. Or you get to work and someone has a comment. And then immediately you start feeling down about yourself. And so it's about constantly practicing language that's going to help support lifting up your self-esteem instead of practicing language that's going to knock your self-esteem down. But as long as you know that you have the ability to practice positivity instead of negativity, then you'll be okay.
I have to tell you, people are saying, oh, that's Karamo Brown. That's what he does. I mean, and we should say that on the show, you sometimes are driving people to a location. And so I've heard people say that they are going to refuse to get in a car with you if you ever say you will drive them anywhere, because they'll be crying by the end of the trip. How much do you want other people to feel good about themselves?
It's funny that you just said that. First of all, I got to tell you, because I was thinking, if, you know, television didn't work out and I want to be an Uber driver, because I actually do love driving a lot, I was like, it's never going to work because people will not get in the car with me ever. Ever. Even my own kids now are always like, Dad, I'm not getting in with you. You're not going to have a heart-to-heart with me right now. And I'm like, yes, I am. But I think it's super important for people to feel good about themselves, to be honest with you, because we all have come to a place where social media, some parts of the media, are telling us that we're not good enough. You know, even our show, we try to make sure we balance, like making sure people know that this is not a makeover show. This is a make better, meaning we're just helping you to fine tune the things that are already great about you. We're not changing you all the way over. Yeah. And I think that's really important for people to know.
Do you ever worry that you might get in too deep, though? I want to play a clip from Queer Eye. And again, you know, sometimes you're described as the life coach as well as the culture critic, which in the past has been about, you know, going to museums and looking at artwork, you know. But I'm wondering, you know, you've done things like we're about to hear. You set up for Wesley Hamilton. He's getting this life makeover. And you've set up for him to meet Maurice. Now, the two men apparently were at a party together, and Maurice had been explaining, the shooter had been explaining, that he felt threatened by someone else having a gun, and he was trying to explain what happened. And so we hear Wesley, the shooting victim, speak first. Let's listen.
I could understand why you did what you did. if it was the other way around, I probably would react the same way you did.
I didn't imagine you seeing it from that perspective. Like, it was no malice in my heart.
Wes, do you need an apology?
I don't think it's necessary for an apology. I prefer not you to feel sorry.
Karamo, this is heavy. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you ever worry you have a history of social work, but this sometimes people think these things can go wrong, or maybe they need, you know, more of a professional, a therapist, to be at a meeting like this.
Yeah, I never had that fear, to be very honest with you, because I trust in my skill levels from what I did in my past career before getting in television. And for me, it's always about how can I help the person we're working with, who we call a hero, how can I help them to have emotional and mental growth? And you can cut your hair, you can change your clothes, but if you haven't figured out why you haven't done that in 20 years, after we walk away, you're just going to go back to that. And for this young man, him and his family never found closure from this shooting that altered the trajectory of their lives and someone else's lives. And I knew if they never got closure, this would always haunt them, and this would always be something that lingered, and this would always be something that they continuously went back to. And, you know, it was a big conversation with the network and with everyone of, can we do this? And I just kept saying, trust in me. I'm an expert in what I'm doing. And it worked out phenomenally, having these two men sit across from each other, acknowledge how they both played a part in this. And now to this day, they're still having communication. Wesley, the hero we worked with, who is actually living his life in a wheelchair, you know, is doing extremely well, going around, doing gun advocacy work. I mean, it was impactful. And so many people who had never seen gun violence and understood it got to get a glimpse into something that was new to them. And so I'm very proud of that moment.
Well, and we'll post it at herenow.org, along with ways that people can participate in what you've gotten behind, which is this Pizza Hut First Book Story for All project. You can support this cause by adding a first book donation to your Pizza Hut order. Great excuse to go have pizza. And also a great way to help get diverse books into kids' hands. Yours is that I Am Perfectly Designed. You co-wrote it with your son, Jason, and you mentioned your kids that, you know, maybe they don't want to get in the car to have a talk with you. I hope you don't mind if we ask about Jason. And we understand he identifies as pansexual, you know, not limited
sure.
in sexual choice. I mean, this is your son. You know, how have mm-hmm. you helped him on his path?
To be honest with you, when he identified as pansexual, I didn't understand what that meant. I had to go research it. And this was something. And this
wait,
is,
you're Karamo Brown. You're part of the Fab Five. And
yeah.
that's, I think people need to hear that, you know, that it's okay if you don't know about something.
I 100% agree. And that's the reason why I've never been ashamed to say I didn't understand. I had to go Google it. I was like, okay, I don't know what this means. I had some reference point, kind of. But what I did know as his father is that I need to love him unconditionally and make sure that he had the knowledge and tools so that he could have a healthy and happy life. And so for me, I went on an immediate journey as his father to sort researching and figuring out how can I support him? Because I think that's what happens where what should happen with parents is that you should get to a place where you say, you know, this is my child and I want to love them and give them the best life. Because of that, he's making happy, healthy choices and living a life that I'm very proud that he's living.
That's Queer Eyes Karamo Brown, getting behind Pizza Hut's backing of First Books Stories for All project. This is curating new diverse books. One of them is his, I Am Perfectly Designed. Karamo, thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much. And I just want to encourage every little kid out there to go get a book, read it, and, you know, a couple books. I was a bookie kid growing up. You can get a free pizza if you read a couple of books. So it's not a bad idea.
Like I said, what's not to like? Karamo, thank you.
Thank you so much.